Matthew 6, 9 through 15. Let's pray, and then we'll hear the reading and preaching of His Word. Your Son, our Father, gives us great encouragement in prayer as He taught us to pray. And we're thankful, Father, that this has been not only inspired by the Spirit, but it's been kept through the generations in Your Word. We have not lost such important a teaching. And Lord, we pray that since You have provided so wonderfully for the preservation of Your Word through the millennia, we would give it that attention that is due to it, even this morning as we hear it read. And we pray, O Lord, we would benefit from the preaching of the Word to us, that it may reach into our hearts and that we really be encouraged in our prayers. And we ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And that's God's word. Amen. Sometimes when we pray, our prayers are disconnected from one another. Maybe you have categories of family, friends, church, and they stand somewhat disconnected from one another, as if there's not one overarching theme of our prayers. And that's easy to do, because oftentimes we have a prayer list. Things pop into our mind, or things we remember, and we go through them. And that's, again, that's understandable. Sometimes we are simply overwhelmed by the sheer number of needs that we know about, just what we know about. And of course, with the internet, it's even more overwhelming, because there are needs you would have never heard of, 30 years ago. And now, via Facebook or text or Twitter or any other thing, you can be asked to pray for any number of things. And all this just becomes something we try to get out something, some kind of prayer. Oh Lord, bless them. Oh Lord, heal them. Oh Lord, do this. And it's just kind of, it's out there and we lay it out. Maybe you think among some of these prayers, is it really that important? Maybe you think with this particular teaching on the prayer for your daily bread, is praying for our daily bread really that important? I mean, after all, it is unlikely that any of us here have missed breakfast except if we wanted to. Right? Being faithful in prayer is hard. And it's hard enough when you know why something is important and you know why you should be praying for something. But it's even harder when you wrestle with the necessity of a prayer about a particular simple, common thing. Simple and common for us, but not for the people of Jesus' day. Praying to receive food for the day may seem completely unnecessary in our prosperous times. But Jesus teaches us that our daily needs are truly important. And we'll take the Lord's teaching, and I want to impress upon you why it is important. So that if you do your prayers in the morning, whenever you do them, you can pray it and you can understand this is not just a side comment. This is not just make sure you say grace. That given in the context of the whole of the Lord's Prayer, this sits in an important place. So we'll look at that. First, you have daily needs. You have daily needs. Now, they say you can't live but a few days without water, right? That's you can maybe look and there's a different answer to that question. But you can only live a few days without water. You can live several weeks without food, right? You can go several weeks, depending upon your age, your weight, your overall health. You can live several weeks without bread. But whatever may be said about how long you can go without it, water or bread, it is nevertheless the case that daily bread, your daily intake of those calories, are important for your overall health and your daily life. Breakfast is the most important and really the most delicious meal of the day. Breakfast is really good. You can get it at these places. They serve it now all day long. It's good that they do. Breakfast is important. You need that. Right? Your brains need that energy to function for school or for work. Your body needs that protein and those other calories that you will end up burning off. If not in your studies, you'll be burning it off mowing the lawn or doing whatever it is your job happens to be. You need daily bread. Just because you can live without it doesn't mean you don't need it. Jesus says, pray, give us this day our daily bread. And it tells us very plainly that it is a need that he anticipates his audience to have. Now we can say, well, that's just for the poor. Jesus' audience, well, you had to work daily to get your bread. You had to get out. You had to get out in the field and hopefully make enough to take home to your family and eat. But for we who live in America in 2020, we have plenty of food. But bread in the Scripture doesn't just stand for that loaf you might have in your fridge or in your cabinet. Bread doesn't just always mean bread. Oftentimes in Scripture, bread refers to all of our needs for sustaining life. It has to do with all our sustenance. Everything which we have need of that will allow us to continue on in life, not just existing, but laboring and working and serving. So it's not just bread that this prayer encompasses. It encompasses everything we might include for our sustenance. You go back to Genesis 3. You don't have to, but you already remember the curse that came. And where there was a curse, there was also a promise. There was an encouragement. So Eve was cursed with pain and childbirth. But yet, she would bear children, right? Adam. You know, the garden just gave forth its fruit. They had to tend the garden. Yes, they had to labor there. Labor is good. But there was no thorns, no thistles, no weeds that had to be confronted, and no land had to be cleared of rocks and stones. It was all there, given forth its fruit as he tended and took care of it. But now there was the curse. And Adam would have to toil for that bread. But what does God say? Yet you will eat bread. Yet you will eat fruit. You will have to toil. It'll be hard, but yet you will have the bread. What's he mean? That Adam and Eve are only to grow grain? No. It just means you will have the sustenance, Adam. It'll be hard. You'll have to work. And sometimes you'll be sweating from your brow. And you'll think you can't even make it through the day. And you can't get that field plowed. And you can't get it planted. You can't get it harvested. But you will eat bread. I will give you sustenance for the life I have given you. It's a blessing. I will give you sustenance for the life I have given you. And God has given you a life for a reason and a purpose. And He gives you bread as sustenance, your daily bread, your daily needs, for the reason of the purpose of the life that He has given to you. So it's not just bread disconnected from everything else. It's not, oh, can I have breakfast today? May I have that which is necessary to sustain me in living for you. May I have my breakfast so I can serve you in my job and do it well, so I can do my homework and my schoolwork and have a clear mind to think. So I can go out there and I can dig up the soil, so I can dig and plant it, because that gives glory to you. Now, clearly this would reach beyond just food and even drink, wouldn't it? We can take this prayer, we can think of our daily needs and expand them. And this is how we're going to try and draw all these prayers that you pray and during your prayer time and connect them in some way. Right? Because you want to pray for someone, and you want to pray and not just, you know, Lord bless, Lord heal, or whatever it may be. You want to have in your mind a purpose, because God has a purpose for the life of the person you are praying for. And do you believe that? God has a purpose for the life of the person you are praying for, even the one that just came along online and it was passed on 5 times from a friend of 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 a friend. You don't know them. But God has a purpose for the life of the person for whom you pray. This is God has a purpose for your life when you pray, give us this day our daily bread. So we can extend this idea to daily needs of clothing and shelter. Elements are certainly hostile against us. And we've seen the rainfall, and we've seen the hard time it's been for... I mean, farmers got to get out there and get seed in. Shelter. Shelter is part of what sustains our life, isn't it? The need for work. Something phrase, and there's a lot of prayer for people to find work today. There's a need for work. Alms were never given to provide for people who don't want to work. It was to provide for people who physically could not or unable to gain that by which they could provide. So we could, when we pray for someone, so-and-so is asked that we pray for this job for them. Well, is that outside of what would be sustaining for them and their family? May God have a purpose. Does God purpose for His creation, His creatures made after His image and likeness, to labor and work? Yes, He does. So can you pray that prayer in the sense of praying for the daily bread as something that will sustain someone for the purpose for which they are created, to labor to God's glory? Yes, you can. But it's not just out there. It's not just, oh, may they have a job. It is connected to a need that we have as those who are created in the image and likeness of God. What about the sick? We can pray, and we do pray, for the physical well-being of our brothers and sisters, our neighbors, family, distant people who we've never met. We pray. Why do we pray? Is it just, you know, because look, I mean, someone asks you to pray for their healing and pray for someone who's sick. So I pray for those, they're sick and they don't feel well. Not feeling well is a good reason to pray for someone who's suffering. And it's good to seek the alleviation of a sufferer. But even with that, there is more. Even the life of the sufferer has a purpose to God. Suffering in an individual's life has a purpose by God. And we can pray that God would minister them and grant them health. But with the mindset not just that, well, health is better than sickness. It is. But there's a purpose that can be served with a stronger body. There are people who are sick, and the reason why they want to feel better is not just because they don't want to hurt. Yeah, they don't want to hurt. Yes, they don't want to feel sick. Because you know what? They miss what they used to do at church. They miss how they used to serve. They miss going into their office and being with the people and maybe sharing with them and building relationships with them and ministering to their needs. And now they're sick and they cannot. And that's a purpose of God for them to serve, and they can't do it. Pray for them. It's not outside Now, God has His sovereign will, but nevertheless, we are encouraged to pray for one another, and we can pray. But we're mindful that what our desire is that each be able to work, eat bread, be strengthened in their bodies, because God has a purpose for them, because He's given them life. And as long as there's life, there's purpose. Sustenance, something so simple as daily bread. And the Father cares about it. And Jesus wants us to know that the Father cares that we have our daily sustenance. You have needs today. You may not think so. You may not think much of breakfast or wardrobe or home, because you have a home and you have clothes and you have everything else. But that notwithstanding, your sustenance always comes from the Lord. Whatever you have needed in life, He has provided. So you do have needs, and you got to remember that when you pray. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, if we're not going to be hypocrites praying it, we ought to at least acknowledge that we have needs. It doesn't mean we don't have it. It doesn't mean it's not sitting in our cupboard. It doesn't mean it's not in our fridge. But it does mean we will receive it from His hand if we're going to receive it at all. Secondly, you might neglect to pray for your daily needs. The Lord opens paths up in teaching us how to pray, doesn't He? That maybe we would not take things maybe we would not consider to pray for, and maybe our daily bread, we give grace and give thanks, right? That's typically a habit. We thank You for this. Thank You for this food which we receive. But praying in advance for it, we may not think to do that. It may seem something unimportant. Jesus calls us to bring it right up. Bring up that daily bread. Now, Jesus did speak at a time when, for most people, it was hand-to-mouth. And they weren't necessarily guaranteed something tomorrow. There weren't contracts signed. You know, they'd come back to the field tomorrow, guarantee you have a job. And they needed and sensed their need, and they prayed, "Give us this day our daily bread." He called them to pray this. And we can think of several reasons, but here's a reason why some may not pray for their daily bread. Some may not pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," because it seems too insignificant to bother God with. It's not necessary. Now let's open that hindrance to praying, "Give us this day our daily bread," and look at it for what it is. If we say, "Lord, it's not too important, it's not such a big deal that I would bring this to You, it really probably doesn't matter to You," why would we say that? Would we say it perhaps because we think we have it covered? Is that why we pray that? "Lord, I don't need to pray for my daily bread because I already have it. I bought it yesterday at the grocery store or a week ago. And we've been saving it up, and we just got a gallon of milk, so it's Rice Krispies with added sugar and milk for everybody. So we're all going to eat and all going to be happy. So, you know, don't worry about us." Now listen to that again. Not the Rice Krispie thing, but listen to, "Lord, this is too small a thing. I already have it covered." What does that say to the Lord? What does it say to your God when you say, "You know, it's all right, I already have, I've got it taken care of"? It says you don't need Him. Now, you're making it sound really, really pious and everything, because you're saying, "Oh, Lord God, You don't have to go through all the trouble of providing my daily bread, and it's really too small a thing to ask, so I won't bother." But what you're really saying is, "I've already taken care of it, so I don't need You. I don't need You to provide my daily bread, so I don't ask for it." Listen to what Jesus says later on. not too far later in Matthew's gospel. He says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father, but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than my sparrows. Ask for the bread." Ask for the bread. It's too small a thing. What's a sparrow? Ask for it. Don't be silent about it. Same thing goes by application of our sustenance beyond just breakfast and lunch and dinner. We all have doctors, but we still pray for one another's health, don't we? We don't say, "Don't worry about it, God, I've got a doctor." Some people don't pray for their daily bread because they have other means by which they intend to get it, and it's not very honorable to Christ. Hunger and desperation can lead people to do a lot of things, and prayer isn't always the first thing that comes to mind. They don't first thing, "Give us this day our daily bread." Sometimes it's by hook or crook, by idol or by luck. They may go to someone else to seek their daily bread. Jesus says, go to your Father and seek it from Him. Go to your Father, seek it from Him. Be honest and industrious in your labor. And you can ask a Father for your heavenly bread. Or ask for your daily bread. If you are someone who is out to make a living in a way that is not pleasing to God, then you don't want to ask God to pray for your sustenance because you know He is displeased with the purpose which you've given for your own life. We may not pray because we're rich. And we're all rich, relatively speaking. Proverbs 30, verse 8 and 9. Listen to these words. It's so wise. It's Proverbs. "Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." There's a wise man who understands praying for daily bread. Wanting neither poverty nor riches. Not riches so that they say, "I don't need God. Who's the Lord after all? Who is He anyway? I don't have a need for Him." Or the other who says, "I am poor. I must steal to get my daily bread." Leaving to God the hard stuff and doing everything yourself is not the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Lord's Prayer. Because the Father has an interest in everything about us. So Jesus instructs us to pray for our daily bread, whether we think we need it or not. The men's Bible study for several years was in a book by Thomas Vincent. It's an old book. It's an explicatory catechism. He goes through the shorter catechism, and with each catechism question, then he asks another question, answer, question, answer. So you get the fullness of the understanding of all those catechism questions. Well, in the catechism question dealing with this petition, this is what he says. This is great. I quote him. "We may have convenient outward provisions without our asking." Right? You've eaten breakfast 1,000 times without ever asking for it, haven't you? "We may have convenient outward provisions without our asking, but we cannot have them without God giving." We cannot have them without God giving. You may think you don't need to ask. But that does not remove from the sovereign God His sovereign rule over whether you have it or not. You see? You may never ask Him for it. But that hasn't changed God's sovereign care for you in giving it to you and how rude it is not to ask and to act like He doesn't have to be the one to give it. He is the one who gives it. The great creation Psalm 104, after a wonderful list of God's creatures, including man, the psalmist says, "These all look to You to give them their food in due season." And Psalm 145:16, "You open Your hand and You satisfy the desire of every living creature." No one receives it apart from God's hand. The most avowed atheist and God hater does not eat his bread or have any sustenance apart from God giving it to him, which adds condemnation upon condemnation upon condemnation. Man who eats bread without giving thanks to God doesn't realize, doesn't allow themselves to think that they needed it from His hand, but it's always God's hand that provides it. Finally, you should pray for your daily needs. Why should you pray for your daily needs? This is the fourth petition as they're counted. Hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. But it is not isolated from the first three. This is where I want you to think about your prayers and how sometimes you feel like they're just scattered and they're just broken off into categories. Well, this is a prayer for God's glory. This is a prayer for something else. And they're broken up. And I want you to see how these things fit together, because this fourth petition is not isolated from the first three. The biggest reason to pray, "Give us this day our daily bread," is because of the first three petitions. So the first three petitions are really the glue that holds your whole prayer life together. The glory of God, the praise of His name, the coming of His kingdom. Right? His will being done, righteousness practiced by us and by our neighbor, obedience to His commands. Remember what I told you. Everyone for whom you pray, every person for whom you pray, for their lives, God has a purpose for their lives. I'm not saying, you know, God has this great, glorious purpose and they're going to become famous and everything else. And I'm just saying He has a purpose. That purpose is up to God. But God does have a purpose for their life. So, prayer for our daily bread. It's not separate from the first three petitions. And this is how Jesus connects them. Listen to these words. It's just a few pages later in Matthew. Jesus teaches, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." What does that sound like to you from the Lord's Prayer? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Well, it sounds like your kingdom come and your will be done. And it's part of this whole understanding of our life. To live to the glory of God, that there is a kingdom. And we are to seek that kingdom. We pray for it. And that God has a will. And His will is righteousness. His will is expressed in His law and His principles and His precepts as He's given in His word. And we want ourselves and everyone else to follow them. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And then, what's the end of that verse? You all know it. And what? All these things shall be added unto you. Now, "Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread." Jesus puts together the petition for the kingdom and the will of God to be done. And it says under that overarching umbrella or structure comes this prayer for the other things. The other things we have need for. Because our lives are lived to His glory. The things that were added, Jesus says, are the things we can tend to be anxious for. Does unemployment make us anxious? We respond to unemployment with anxiety. Did you start getting a little bit anxious when you went to the grocery store and the meat shelves are empty? And so, you know, are we turning the corner into a bad place or something? Did you get a little bit anxious? When you go to the doctor, do you get a little bit anxious? Give us this day our daily bread. It's not just something put in there to fill in the prayer. It is important. And we have every reason to want to pray it if we have an interest in the kingdom and the righteousness of God. We live our lives under God's kingdom. We seek to live according to His will for His glory. So our daily bread is involved in the glory of God. Whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God. Do you not know that your body is not your own? You've been bought with a price. Does it matter? It matters. Ask Him. And ask Him in the same breath. Not literally, but you know what I mean. But the same heart as the first three petitions. Hallowed be Your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. And with all of that and under all of that and for that, give us this day our daily bread. Because our lives are for You. The things you need, the things that you try to provide for yourself and your family are a matter of living for His kingdom. Ask Him. Your prayer for the healing of a loved one falls under the call of all life for the glory of God. If someone may be strengthened to keep serving and to keep working, but even if they're not, you've known, we as a congregation have known, and I assume those of you who haven't been with us long, know people who you've seen on their deathbeds glorify God and serve You and bless You. You've seen it, haven't you? Give us this day our daily bread. What you need today is for life in His kingdom today. What you eat today is for life in His kingdom today. The job you do today is for life in His kingdom today. Your asking isn't selfish. Praying for daily bread is for everyone who has an interest in serving the Lord daily. Asking the Lord for your daily bread is for everyone who is interested in living for God that day. Are you interested in living for Him today, tomorrow, the next day? Ask Him for your daily bread. Let's pray. Oh Lord, give us our daily bread. Father, we are a people that want to serve You. We are a people that want to see the kingdom come and Your will be done. Feed us our daily bread. Provide for us work, strength of body and mind. Minister to us in all those needs that seem so simple that we think we can just do on our own. Cause us to ask You for them, O Lord, so that we remember that it's not just so that we can eat, so that we can serve You. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.